As part of Sports Friday today, we are going to recap and wrap up state football that took place last weekend. The Star Valley Braves, of course, winning their fourth consecutive title. A couple of seniors in studio with us right now, along with Coach Kelly Merritt. And joining us is Dylan Hershey and Kyan Watson as well. Dylan, Kyan, we're going to start with you guys. First off, Kyan, now that it's been a week, you've had a chance to look back at it. What are your thoughts on the whole season in state football? Can you put it into words?
It was a blast. Like, just the coaches and the team and the atmosphere, like, it's something like you don't get to experience in other sports. Like, we're such a family as football, and like, that's something I'm going to miss a lot.
Absolutely. Dylan, when you look back over the season, is there a moment that sticks out to you most that maybe was the most memorable for you?
I think probably just the end of that Sugar Salem game, like coming back from behind to end up winning that one and keep our winning streak alive, I think just gave us all the momentum we needed to go through and finish out our season.
Absolutely, no doubt. It's amazing that you guys have won four state titles and the Sugar Salem win. I ask that question all the time, and I get that answer a lot, that the Sugar Salem win is one of the most memorable. Why is that, Dylan? Maybe speak to that.
I think mostly just because they're a really quality opponent, and just the fact that we're able to come back from behind in a game that at some points didn't look like we'd be able to come out on top. It just shows the teamwork that we have and the bond that we have to be able to go through that.
Kyan, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, this last fall, the coaches kind of talked to me about weightlifting and things like that, and you were part of a very exclusive club, the 1,000-pound club. Talk about that and what that is and how you got there.
So the 1,000-pound club's just – it combines our three main core lifts, which is bench, squat, and clean. And then they add up all the weights that you've maxed on them, and it totals 1,000. And it's been a journey. I've loved working out. I've been working out with my dad since I was 10, and it's just something I've enjoyed. And just putting in the work to become a better football player, I think, has helped me a lot in the weight room, and just knowing that it's for a bigger cause than just, like, looking good and all that. So,
although that's a good benefit, yep, at the same time, right? I mean, if you got you guys, I want to ask the same question, have both of you answer it. So Kyan, we'll just start with you since you're already rolling here. 27 seniors on this roster, and you guys had such a unique class this year where you didn't lose a game freshman through even middle school. Did you lose any middle school games? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, we did.
You did? Okay. Yeah. So freshman through senior, all the way through high school, didn't lose a single game. And regardless of the state titles, I mean, that is incredible. And it's not like you didn't play some tough competition earlier on, your especially your sophomore and junior years. You guys played some tough teams. You had to battle. What makes this group special? What makes this class special in your mind? So, Kyan, we'll start with you, and then Dylan, we'll let you answer that.
I think it's just our bond. Like, no matter how tough of competition we've had, nothing like that. It's like, we're brothers, and no one's selfish on the team. It's not, oh, I want this, or I want the stats, or I want the most touchdowns. It's all, I'm going to do this so you can succeed. And it's just a bond that we have that keeps us pushing and makes us what we are.
Yeah, and I think along with that, like, we're just doing it for the guys next to us, and so we do it for our brothers, we do it for our teammates, and having that tough competition early on just helped us get better and grow stronger as a team.
You guys obviously played both sides of the ball at times, and looking at the Coach Merritt, who's in here, talk about some of the things defensively that you guys worked on that made you kind of stand above the rest of the teams in the state this year, because you guys, that when it really boiled down to it, a lot of the matchups this year, that was the difference in terms of just, you know, making tackles in space and rallying to the ball as a group, things like that, things that other teams maybe don't necessarily are able to do consistently. You guys were rock solid in that, and I think that made a huge difference. Talk about maybe your progression, learning about all those things over your high school career.
I think a lot of it comes down to just the preparation before the games, like watching film, seeing what other teams like to do, and then focusing our skill sets and getting guys in the right place to do their job.
I would add to that, just like shout the best D coordinator in the state. Like, he's watching hours and hours of film to prepare us and just teaching us the basics. Like, relentless effort. That's one thing we talk about every day and stuff. And it's just like, you have 4 to 6 seconds to play, and it's just like, you have to get, like, we want the whole team to the ball no matter where it is, and just not giving up and not taking plays off and just really pushing through.
Well, with that, I mean, we can't let that segue just hang out there with Kyan saying best defensive coordinator in the state. So Coach Merritt is here. Coach, why don't you slide over and share that microphone with Dylan here for a second. Speak to, since these are the seniors we have, speak to these two players specifically and what Kyan and Dylan brought to the unit this year.
That's so much fun, because when we talk about relentless effort, just kind of segueing into that, that's how we pick our players on defense. And I don't know if I'm always that clear with them at the beginning of the year, but we do a lot of drills, and we're looking for those guys that are never going to stop. And Dylan and Kyan were two of those guys all season long. Just every single game when we talk about preparation, Dylan Hershey would have some little wrinkle that he had seen on film or something he'd seen out of their quarterback. And I think early on in the season, we wondered if he was going to go any games without having a pick six because of that. In fact, I think in the state championship game, the only one that kept him from getting one was Kyan, broke up a pass that Dylan had. And then you have a guy like Kyan that plays middle linebacker, and you don't want to get hit at all when you're playing on offense or playing a running back position. You certainly don't want to get hit by the 1,000-pound club linebacker that just is ferocious on every single down, making plays and taking on blocks, which I think that goes overlooked sometimes when you have people that are willing to take on a block so the backside linebacker can make a play. And so these two anchored it for us. We had 11 great players on defense, and just proud to work with all of them.
Kelly, I got to talk to you about the state game itself. What a lot of crazy plays were in that game. Some by you guys, some by the Bronx. I mean, the Bronx first possession, I thought to myself, as soon as the center scooped it back to the quarterback and they were running, I thought to myself, man, I'm glad I'm not trying to stop all these shenanigans. Talk about preparing for a team that and a program that knows each other so well, and what that puts on you as a coordinator in particular.
Yeah, I think that's that goes both ways. We sat as a coaching staff and watched the Riverton and Cody game the week before, and I had a lot of mixed emotions, because if you play a team like Cody, they know you and they're gonna attack you in a new way. And if you get Riverton, you have to prep for something new and exciting. So it was kind of a little bit of a back and forth. That said, we really embrace and enjoy playing a quality opponent. Like Dylan said, whether it's Sugar Salem, Cody, we play a lot of quality opponents, but there's some standouts like that. And that's a fun one to embrace. I will say a couple of things that happened that were exciting is we go through the week and we really try to focus in on a lot of their base stuff that they do. I do remember, I think it was even that morning, we had gone over some maybe odd sets we might see or some odd plays, and one of those was kind of that first play out of the game and that swinging gate. And so if you watch it back on film, you'll see our guys, the way they lined up was surprising, but our guys are like, oh, this might be a thing. And then so instead of a touchdown, it ended up being a nice gain for them. So it was fun to dial in on a few of those things. But at the end of the day, X's and O's take a second place to the Jimmies and Joes on the field. We say that all the time, and these players play.
Absolutely. Coach Kelly Merritt in studio this morning. Coach, when you look at this year's group, you've been part of this great run that Star Valley's been on, the four titles and everything like that. What, though, stands out to you in your mind with this year's team, and what makes them unique, and what will you remember them by?
I love that question every year, because it's something that we talk about as coaches. Like, this was such a special group, and the next year, you have the same conversation. I will say, much like Dylan and Kyan already pointed out, it's amazing, one, to have 27 seniors stick it out through 4 years of football. We did have a few that maybe didn't play early on and then came in, but just that tight-knit bond was evident, and so that was a special part of that group. The other thing was, I think you guys even mentioned it on the broadcast several times, but just the patience for these guys to kind of wait their turn a little bit. That's not easy. It's not easy to play a JV football game for some players when you have varsity level talent. And that's a lucky thing that we have at Star Valley sometimes, and especially with these guys. Both Dylan and Kyan experienced that, where, you know, they were last year, you know, could have been competing for starting positions easily, but kind of waited their turn. And I think it makes them hungry. And that was evident this year too, because complacency is a real thing, especially when you've won three titles, and they were not complacent. They were just as hungry as if they had never won a game in their high school career.
So Dylan and Kyan, I guess I wanted to ask you guys, what's something that you would impart to this next group of guys? Obviously you've already spent time with them, but this, what are some things that you would tell them as far as what you've learned as seniors within the program, and to kind of leave a little bit of a parting legacy?
I'll just say to trust the process. Like, coaches have been through it, players have been through it. Just do everything the way you should and just trust the process, and things will work out in the end if you're doing your hardest.
I'd say brotherhood too. It's like, there's countless times where we went to Kimball Holse's house and swam in his pool after home games, and just had a blast together and just spent time as a senior group together. I think if they can bring in brotherhood and just be one team and not worry about everything else, I think they'll be really successful.
All right, you mentioned the swimming pool. There's one big important question I really had to ask. You guys always had the pool party after you win the state title game. It's been a tradition now. Which coach has the best belly flop? Which one does it best?
I would say it's got to be Coach Young. He does it every year.
He goes for it?
It makes a big deal about it.
I love it. All right, well, what's next for you guys? Dylan, let's start with you, and then Kyan. Now that football's over, what are you doing for the rest of your senior year, and then what's after high school for you?
Just going to try to get through the school year. I'm going to run outdoor track in the spring. Right now, just get my knee back to 100% and then go from there. After high school, I'll go on a mission and then figure out college after that.
Me, I'm going to graduate after a second try and then start work, and then either think about going into a trade or going into the military.
Love it. Awesome. That's in studio, Star Valley High School seniors, Kyan Watson, Dylan Hershey, Coach Kelly Merritt. Also, you guys, congratulations. Thanks for making our job easy. It's always fun when the team's good, so we appreciate you doing that for us. Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming in today. Thank you, and wish you guys the best of luck. Appreciate it. And Coach Merritt, if it's all the same to you, I mean, why not five, right? I mean, you've started this thing now, so...
Yeah, I it's never too early, right? Like, you want to ask that question. I would say that, you know, going into next season, these guys have set a high standard, and we're excited to see what special group we have next year, because really at the end of the day, whether it's a title or anything else, the opportunity to work with these young men is the true reward.
Perfect. Love it. That's Coach Kelly Merritt, Dylan Hershey, Kyan Watson in studio. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.